Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is Merle versus Litcher. I'm sorry. United States versus Jackson. Pardon me. Mr. Walsh?
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Michael Walsh. I represent Eddie Jackson, who is a defendant in this case. And the appellant, also the appellant in this matter, is Natasha Williams. She's represented by Gary Morris of Peoria. He has agreed that I will argue on behalf of both appellants. Judges, I think it's agreed in this case that there is certainly no formal consent to search form executed here, despite the fact the officer did have those available to him both before arriving at this motel and when he returned with the defendants to the police headquarters. I think it's also agreed that for whatever reason the officers did have a right to be at the door of this hotel room and that they were invited in. And I think it's also agreed that absent any consent, there certainly was not sufficient basis for him to search the hotel room. So we really are presented with the issue of the officer asking a resident or a person who is renting that hotel room, can we look around, and her saying sure or okay or yes, is that sufficient consent to allow them to immediately enter into the bathroom and open the, for lack of a better term, the top of the toilet and examine that area. The facts, just briefly.
But if they say okay or yes, does it mean they can search everything but the bathroom?
I would suggest that what look around to an individual, an unsophisticated person that you have in this hotel room, is to make observations. Look around is with your eyes. If you,
do you have any case that holds that?
Well, Judge, there's the cases that we've cited go to the issue of the words specifically. Do you mind if we look around? The Garcia case involved.
And the party answered.
Yeah, sure, you can look around. And in that case, this circuit found that the dismantling of the door panel was not the consent that look around extended to. Now, that case was upheld for other reasons, but it specifically addressed the issue of them with the words look around and opening the door panel of this vehicle.
Where was Jackson when she said that?
At the point that she says go ahead and look around, there's some question in the record. He's either in the process of being moved outside the hotel room door or he is already outside.
He's out of the bathroom, out of the shower, so that took a little time to that maneuver.
Well, when they entered, he was in the shower, in the bathroom. The officers testified about hearing the shower going on, and he stuck his head out. What do you want? Who is it? They asked him to exit. He exited half-clothed and sat down on the bed while they were talking with her. And it seems that the detective was interested in the money and what was going on in this room. I think he had suspicions that narcotics were either in the room or being sold out of the room. So at that point, Jackson is present in the room. I don't think there's any question that he was a resident of that hotel room at the time.
She was also looked like she had been injured, right?
There was some evidence in the hearing that she had been struck in or about the eyes, and she was questioned about that.
She was bruised, wasn't she?
She was bruised. She had black eyes.
Not and struck, bruised.
Bruised. There was bruising. She indicated to the detective that she had been jumped or confronted by a group of females in Peoria a few days earlier. That was her explanation of why she had this bruising around her eyes. The other case that we cite involves a similar situation where the words look around were asked to a wife, and the wife said, sure, go ahead. They went into a separate room in the residence, and there was a locked briefcase. They then opened the briefcase, and the circuit found that that consent that was given...
Didn't this go a little further, though? Didn't the officer say that he wanted to look around for drugs?
He said he was...
And then what was the answer? Go ahead, there are none here?
She said something to the effect, go ahead, look around, you're not going to find anything.
So she knew that he was going to look around at that time for drugs.
Well, I think then that gets to the question of when look around, does look around mean you have a right to go into my bathroom and open the container at the toilet? And the interesting...
Well, you wouldn't look for it on top of the bed, would you?
That's true,
or
but
on
one,
the TV?
You might... shuffle the bedclothes, look under the bed.
An officer that has the authority to search can search.
Unless there's
a search warrant, which limits it, and there was no search warrant.
If that's the belief or understanding that this young lady had, who quite candidly I think could be described as unsophisticated.
Is it material what she had or what the officer had in his mind?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
Is it material what she had in her mind or what the officer had in his mind?
Well, absolutely.
As a response of what she said to him.
Our position is it's what's in her mind.
No,
never.
Well,
that's not the law.
The issue.
What if she said you're free to search anywhere you want, but actually because she's unsophisticated, she didn't know what search means? The officer obviously can act on what a reasonable person would interpret her words to mean, not what happens to be inside her head.
I agree with that, but that isn't the situation. He didn't say, do you mind if we look through the entire room? Do you mind if we look in the bathroom? Do you mind if we look here? He said, do you mind if we look around? And that is a very vague term in the mind of in the position of these two defendants. The interesting thing is that when he does ask her that permission, using that term as the government maintains, the first thing they do is Officer Carlson immediately goes to the bathroom, almost as if, hey, I think there's something going on in there. One can only wonder why they went exactly to that location when there's money, drawers, closets in the more residential area of the hotel room.
Didn't they just flush the toilet?
Well, he had flushed the toilet.
Wouldn't that alert the officer to go to look?
Well, it might also alert him he went to the toilet and before he got in the shower. It can be interpreted many different ways. But they certainly made no effort to look where the money was other than to count the money, look in dresser drawers. And the cases just that we have cited do address the issue of looking around. It's our position that the government's case and the one that Judge Mim relied upon is there's a specific consent signed by the person who is in control of that area, and there was a specific knowledge in their mind that the police were going to search those premises. And we submit in this case that the term look around does not give the consent that extends or gives them authority to go into that bathroom and open up this closed container.
Before you sit down, there's an administrative matter. The court on June 17th issued an order directing you to file a brief that would include in your appendix the ruling on the motion to suppress.
Sorry, I thought that was done, Your Honor, because Mr. Morris was handling the...
Well, here's your brief, which is signed by you, and there is no ruling in the ruling on motion to suppress, not in the appendix.
Well, Judge, I certainly do apologize. I had understood that this was forwarded to me by Federal Express by Mr.
Has your
Morris.
Signature on it?
I don't disagree with that, Judge. I know that the record there were two rulings, but the record did contain the oral ruling by Judge
The record Mim. Does, but the appendix does, and then the order directed that it be in the appendix.
Well, Judge, I certainly do apologize. I had understood that it had been. This was delivered to me late the day it was due.
Your signature appears under the index to the appendix, and the index does not indicate any, it says denial of motion to suppress, but doesn't contain the, you know, doesn't contain the transcript.
I don't, I did sign that, yes.
Okay, thank you very
yes.
much. Mr. Bass?
May it please the Court, Your Honors, Timothy Bass on behalf of the United States. Your Honors, this case does not involve...
Well, why didn't the government, you read the, you got the order also, why didn't you put the ruling in the appendix, in your appendix, when you realized that the appellant appellants hadn't complied with our order?
Your Honor, I can't speak to that other than to say that my assumption was, as always, that defendants are going to comply with the rule. I know that.
I don't understand. You file your brief after they file their brief, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
So you know whether they're in compliance or not if you look at their brief. Well, forget it. Go ahead.
Your Honors, this case doesn't have anything to do with the dismantling of door panels, and the standard is not what an unsophisticated person would believe, but what a reasonable person would believe. And any reasonable person would believe that the terms look through, look around are functionally equivalent to the term search. And even if there were circumstances under which there could be some distinction between the words look and search, in this case, Ms. Williams was specifically told before she gave consent that the officer suspected that there were drugs in the room. They then asked her for permission to search around, to look around. She asked why. They again said that they believed that there were drugs in the room, and at that point she said, go ahead. Now, under those circumstances, any reasonable person, and Judge Mim found that Ms. Williams, there was no doubt that Ms. Williams knew that the officers wanted to search for drugs. And when there is a general consent to search, that consent extends to any containers in which the object of the search may be found. In this case, the toilet tank in the bathroom. Even if there was some question as to the scope of the consent, it was Ms. Williams' burden to limit that scope, and she did not. And finally, Your Honors, even if there was some consent, some question as to the scope of the consent, Ms. Williams failed to object, and this court has held repeatedly, most recently in the Wessela case, that where there the consenting party is present at the time of the search and fails to object, that failure undercuts a later challenge to the search. And that's what we have here. So, Your Honors, for those reasons, and unless you have any questions, the government would ask that the judgment of the district court be affirmed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. Mr. Walsh, do you have anything further?
No, Your Honors.
All right, move to the next case.